As the end of March drew near, Lee was convinced he would soon have to abandon his Petersburg lines to keep his shrinking army of 50,000 from being encircled by Grant's more than 120,000. Richmond also could not be held much longer, with the Federals cutting railroads and starving the city. As a last gasp, the rebel commander launched a surprise assault on March 25th on Fort Stedman, which the Union held just outside his defenses to the east of Petersburg, to try to punch through Union lines and join General Joe Johnston to the south. The attack turned out to be less than a complete surprise for Grant. Ruth had warned him that Lee planned such a breakout, although the railroad man did not know the precise date the lunge would occur. Lee's last gamble failed. Rebels succeeded in swarming into Fort Stedman, but Grant quickly counterattacked, recapturing the lost ground and driving Lee back to his previous lines with 4,000 casualties and his defenses dangerously thinned. Showing signs of severe strain, Lincoln sailed to City Point aboard the USS River Queen with Mary, his son Tad, and a security officer to rejuvenate himself inspecting troops and to confer with Grant, Sherman, and Rear Admiral David Dixon Porter aboard the ship on the war's end. Lincoln also wanted to be in on what he expected to be the fall of Richmond. Grant did not intend to wait for Lee's next move after his failed Fort Stedman attack. Quickly, he moved on March 29th to crush Lee so he could not join his army with Johnston's. A Union infantry corps, plus Sheridan's cavalry, recently back from the Shenandoah, swung south and west of Petersburg, severing railroad connections with North Carolina and finally pushing through Pickett's lines at an obscure crossroads named Five Forks on April 1st to threaten the Confederate rear. After learning of Pickett's collapse, Grant launched a massive attack with heavy artillery bombardment and infantry assaults all along the front early the next day.